In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7, 24/7
at WMFO.org. Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, Boston. This wraps up our 2017 Rock and Roll nominee party. Heard from Pearl Jam, first-time nominee. That is, hopefully, of course, your votes can go in there. And you heard from Janet Jackson, Runaway. And the thing I like about this song, which you learn something new every day when I was researching this, is that Runaway was actually created for a duet with her brother, Michael. Instead, they chose to do scream. So when I was looking at this, I was like, shut the front door. You got to be kidding me. And Runaway was huge for Janet Jackson because what this did for Janet Jackson, it made her the first female artist in Billboard history to debut in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100, entering at number 6 in September of 1995. And Depeche Mode with Personal Jesus. Obviously, I meant Jesus. And Stephanie, what a great show that we had here tonight. And thank you so, so much for manning the Facebook page.
Well, you know, we have a great audience and they play along so well and interact with us, and that's always a great thing. It was, like you said, a great show. I mean, with a songbook selection like that from really, really big groups, it's easy to do. You know, every show, and everybody should have that easy of a show.
Yeah.
The music's great. It does all the work, Danny.
And it's 5 to 7 artists. You look at all the nominees. It varies from year to year, but it's typically 5 to 7. We had a Facebook question, how many artists are inducted each year? And it varies from year to year, but it's typically 5 to 7 artists. So think about all of the great nominees that are up for grabs here.
Yes, and a lot of Boston people there, so that's always good. We got Massachusetts representing.
Yeah, hopefully we can take 2. And we didn't forget, let's get to the shout-outs. I'm going to throw it over to you. Who is checking in with you?
All right, well, you know, Candace Baptista, we got to say a big hello and shout-out and get well wishes to her. She was feeling a little under the weather, so she and her husband, Nenny, check in almost every week from Chelsea, Massachusetts, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the biggest pencil in the world. We got Blue Eyes, Rick Reyes, bodyguard to the lounge show, and he texts us out faithfully every week. Thanks very much, Rick, for listening. Love you, big guy. All the way from the Bronx, NYC, we have my sweetheart, my doll face, Otis Lane. We've got Tina Kalich. She's checking us out this week. She's with Mark Letizia, and they're listening right there where you are in Medford. And speaking of Medford, patrolling the Fellsway in Medford, we've got DJ Ace Boogie, a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours and a good friend of the lounge, and he checks us out every week. So, Ace, we love you, honey. And Dave Garenti, of course, another great supporter
of
the lounge. He's a faithful listener, and he's been hitting me up on Facebook and all the other media venues. And Frankie Ambergamo, of course, I think you mentioned Frankie earlier. He's the mayor of the North End.
He is. I love him.
And he's got the Postal Service, movies, cookbooks, and more. We love Frankie, so say hi to Frankie. And I don't know who you got for Danny.
Tina Marie actually checked in, and Stephanie, he proclaims himself as your first wife, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel.
He's my brother from another mother.
That's right. He checked in. He actually okay, let's start over. Called in and said hello, and you know, showing props. And his dog is absolutely adorable. Humphreys, I think, is the name.
But he's first wife, and Alex Piandes, who does the Desperate Hours, is my radio husband. I'm a little bit confused to where you fall in the picture.
Exactly. Where do I stand in this? My goodness. I have to be somewhere. I mean, heck. Frankie, as you mentioned, checked in. Also, Lon in South Dakota. It is cold out there. And of course, Mark Rosenthal, who called in on the first part of the show, weatherblast.com, all of the information. And thank you so much for having Tim taking the time to call in. And another show is wrapped up. And next week, Stephanie, this is going to be fun, our Christmas show.
Oh, yay.
Lots of ho-ho-hos.
I told you I'm going to bring some spiked eggnog. We're going to have...
Do it. Oh, my goodness. That is going to be so much fun, right?
We'll be doing all the first day.
Yeah, I love that song. Who sings that, by the way, on the first day of Christmas? My true love gave to me.
Oh, well, I have to go into the anals of my brain because it's not working very well.
We'll have some. We'll definitely be creative. We'll be creative on what we do for our song selection, which we normally do a fantastic, fabulous job each and every week. So we'll have a super jam packed show, which will probably go past 10 o'clock, like we're going right now, Stephanie. So this will be good. Maybe we can do a little 3-hour show.
I hope so.
Yeah, for sure. And we'd like to thank Evan. We have to thank Evan, or else I'll get a call from him. You didn't thank me. We have to thank Evan Myers, our broadcast producer. Thank you. Thank you so much. And he's battling a little bit of the flu, so get better, my friend. Get better.
Oh, Lord. I'll take care of you, Evan.
That's right.
Of course, Danny, just to touch base, there's a great version of 12 Days of Christmas done by Straight No Chaser, of course, but that's not the drunken one that we were talking about. Bob Rivers does one.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. Bob Rivers does it.
I think it's another one.
We'll have to do our...
His name is Mary Edith Pitts. This is the one you were talking about.
Oh, okay, yes. That's the one that I like. Okay, we're gonna be very creative.
Give me a few minutes, and it will come to me.
See?
Not only did it come to me, I gave you two more.
You gave me two more. See, like, all right,
we're back from working from home, huh?
We're already building our wonderful playlist, and how do we close the show?
One more quick thing.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, no worries.
We've got to give a big, big shout-out to Barbara Ann Clickstein,
yes,
my radio sister and best friend in the whole world, who is, as you know, back in the hospital. She went in again yesterday to go back. She had a minor setback with a double mastectomy that she had done, and she's been as brave as all brave can be. She's got a couple of YouTubes up on there. It's Barbara Clickstein and her journey in pink. So it's you know, something to look at if you know somebody that's going through the struggle of breast cancer, or if you're unfortunately yourself may be going through it. She's put together a couple of YouTubes, and
that's
you can
good
find
support
them there. And there's a lot of help, but she is right now at Mount Cedar Sinai in Los Angeles, and
she's in a penthouse suite.
Switches.
Isn't she in a nice little penthouse suite that she has up there?
She does. She's
good for them. Good for her.
Plastic surgeon to the stars. It's redoing her tatas. So when she comes out, she's going to have the boobs of an 18-year-old anyway. So I don't feel too sorry for her.
Being beautiful gets you many, 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 many things. And best of luck. And it'd be a very speedy recovery. She'll be back here before we know it.
Yes.
All right, how do we close the show? We almost forgot about that, Stephanie.
Yes, like my mom always says, Danny, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
All right.
God bless. Stay warm, people.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
It starts with one.
I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I'm designed just right to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away, it's so unreal. Didn't look out below, watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were.
to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had too far to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
locked up.
Yeah.
Everybody put the foot down.
Oh yeah.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
deserve. Show me love. Show me heaven up above. Show your soul. Show your mind. Show it to me all the time.
fair. That's it, I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date, and you showed up 2 hours late, and though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Honey, I quit, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. And one more time, that's it, honey, I quit. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. You done me wrong, so I'm moving on.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.